Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so, of course, I was going to skip the music today because I've been so frustrated with it, and it played anyway. In 5 days and 1 hour and possibly even 48 minutes, we are about to have a solar eclipse that will darken the skies all the way from Oregon to South Carolina. And this is going to be a big, huge event and an unforgettable experience for many. The last time it happened was 38 years ago. And today, on today's show, we are having the amazing Carrie Steyer, psychic medium, intuitive counselor, and really just one of the people that I believe has the most information for us on the solar eclipse and all the upcoming moon, retrograde, planet, astrology things that you can think of. My name is Kathy Anello. I'm the host of Blog Talk, Best Life Cafe, with my co-host is Carrie Tucker Butler. I can't even talk today. This is what I'm talking about. The solar eclipse has me out of my mind. So,
you're famished. You're totally famished, honey.
I know. The guest call-in number today is 646-787-1842. And if you have a question for Carrie about anything, please call us. We'll get you on the air. Good morning, Carrie Steyer and Carrie Butler. I could just shut up now and be fine.
Mercury retrograde has your tongue. I'm telling you, Mercury retrogrades are notorious for creating communication snafus, communication of any kind. So we all feel like we're kind of, you know, talking in slow motion. It's all good. This is part of the deal. Part of the deal.
Oh, I'm a bumbling fool. But so let's dive right in. I mean, I know for me, I've been so overwhelmed over things that I think are not even to be overwhelmed about. And I'm just feeling just a tad off. So Carrie, let's dive right into the solar eclipse happening,
okay,
you know, like I said, a few days.
Yes, it is a big deal. This is a very big deal, and it's a funny time right now because solar eclipses, I mean, eclipses in general are really the most powerful transits in astrology. They only happen a couple of times a year, so we get two different eclipse seasons a year. So it's an unusual event, and in this case on Monday, it's actually a full solar eclipse. So the one that we had, the full moon eclipse that we had earlier in August was a partial lunar eclipse. This next one is a full lunar eclipse. So we're going to be able to have full visibility here in the United States, which, as you said, hasn't happened really for over 100 years. We had partial visibility back in the late 70s, but we haven't had full visibility of an actual solar eclipse for about 100 years. So it's a long time. And you can imagine, you know, during the middle of the day, think about it in ancient times, where in the middle of the day, the sun is shining brightly, and all of a sudden, everything gets really dark in the middle of the day, right? Even when you talk about it, it's an unusual phenomena. You know, you're going to notice this coming on Monday here in the United States or in North America where we have visibility. You're going to see animals start to act strange. You're going to see the birds fly in different directions. Just watch. I want everyone here who can see it to watch the phenomena of not only what happens in the sky, but look at Mother Nature to see how Mother Nature responds, because it is discombobulating, and it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal, and that's the reason why it's getting so much coverage in the media and the news right now. I think it's important to note that we are in between two eclipses. And eclipses, just so we understand a little bit of eclipse basic information, eclipses always arrive in pairs, and they coincide with new moons and full moons. So this month in August, last Monday, we had a full moon or a lunar eclipse in Aquarius, right? And this coming Monday, it's a new moon or a solar eclipse in Leo. And they always come in a family of opposite signs and an opposite sign is 6 months apart. So these are happening in Aquarius and Leo. So those are opposite signs. The last set of eclipses that we had happened in Pisces and Virgo, okay? Those just finished up. And they normally occur, as I said, about twice a year. So this lunar, the solar eclipse that we're about to experience is all about new beginnings. So it's like a new moon on steroids, or a new moon on crack, however you want to say it. Mm-hmm. A new moon is all about planting new seeds for manifesting new ideas, new situations, new jobs, whatever new ideas you want to manifest, or new things that you want to manifest in your life. That is what a normal new moon is, and they happen once a month. But when you put an eclipse on top of that, this is like literally like a new moon times infinity. It gives that new moon, that manifestation power, so much extra mojo, extra oomph, okay?
Wow.
Last Monday with that with the lunar eclipse, or the full moon eclipse, you know, that was all about letting go. And, you know, I don't know about everyone else, but it was a major release point and letting go for individuals and for our planet. And something may have quite literally been eclipsed, you know, if we want to use that word, out of your life. Okay. So maybe that was a thought pattern, a job, or a relationship. So a lot of people experience what we would be considered loss. Okay. Or abrupt endings that may have taken place last week. And this period in between the eclipses, so in between that full moon, as the moon starts to shift and it gets into its new moon pattern, this is really all a time of endings right now, okay? We are right now in a release, in a period of release, until we build up until Monday, where it's all about starting anew, okay? Starting again. So this is where the new beginning aspect of the new moon eclipse kind of comes into play. Let's see here. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Jenny,
and I'll tell you.
Let me ask you a quick question. When you say it's a time of endings and release, and then it goes into starting anew. So what is like? Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that you're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right now. So right now we're like all in endings, and we really won't hit that new beginning point until Monday, okay? And it's going to be eclipses have an effect of really technically up to 5 or 6 months, but definitely for that first week or so, those first 5 days, those are the most powerful. So between Monday and Friday next week, those are going to be extra potent times that we're all going to be feeling this charge, okay? This extra charge, this va-va-boom, you know, if you want to say it. That we're all going to be feeling that in some aspect of our chart. Now, this is really going to hit individuals. So individuals who have their sun, moon, ascendant, which is also your rising sign, in your natal chart in Leo, those are going to be the big players here. But also, I had some dates here, and of course I can't find them, but I'll find them. Also those individuals this Monday, I know exactly. Thank you, Mercury retrograde. This Monday, it'll also affect people who have their birthdays around February 17th, May 19th, August 21st, which is this next week, and November 20th. So those are all people who have their birthdays within about a week of those dates are also going to be highly affected. But really,
that's me. I'm one of those people.
Me too. Because my birthday is May 23rd. So me too. I'm really heavily affected by it as well. So again, I'm going
to
say
this
again.
I'm not going to talk to either of you then. I'm going to
hold the fort. When you say heavily affected, exactly what does that mean?
We're just talking, it's like, it's going to be a huge trigger, like of new opportunities, okay? New opportunities, new ways of thinking, a huge point of transformation, okay? So something there is transforming. And I'm telling you, this is one of the best, like most, the best aspected solar eclipses that we've had in like decades. Ask any astrologer out there, you know, and I'm just learning about astrology, so I probably know a lot more than the average person, but there are people who've been studying astrology for like 50 years. And they're going to tell you this is a beautifully aspected eclipse here. Some of them have nasty squares. This one has trines. This is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So that's what that means. So I'm going to say that again. If you have your sun, moon, or rising sign ascendant in Leo, this is a game changer. And also the dates February 17th, May 19th, August 21st, or November 20th. If your birthday was in 5 days, okay, of those dates, this eclipse is going to be monumental and pivotal for you. And you may not see it immediately, okay? Here's another thing we also have to hold on to. You may not see it, like, on Monday. It may not be, like, this bolt of lightning that comes out of the sky and da-da-da. It may not hit you like that. Again, eclipses have an energy span of about five to six months, okay? So it's just saying it's starting something new, major, okay? Now, here in the United States, the full moon eclipse is, why do I call it full moon? I apologize. Thank you, Mercury retrograde. The new moon eclipse on Monday is exact at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that is, that's 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then in London, that's 5 hours ahead. That is that's 7:30 p.m. in London or in Europe. But, of course, we're the only people who are going to be able to really see this because it's a solar, sun, who are going to be able to see this will be people who are here in the United States. So Europe, Australia, those other areas and continents will not be able to see it, but they're still going to feel it. Okay, they just won't be able to see it. They're still going to feel it, though.
Wow, this is phenomenal.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
And it's also interesting. I also want to note something quite interesting as well. Is that Leo is actually ruled by the sun. Okay, so this is the sun's natural placement in Leo. This is that adds to the beauty of it, but also. We had a new moon at the end of July in Leo as well. Now, that new moon was in the early degrees of Leo, and this one is in the later degrees of Leo. So this is like the universe is giving us like a double shot or an extra emphasis in this part of our life. Now, I have right here written down all of the astrological signs and how this new moon eclipse is affecting them. Do you want to get into that now, or do you have more questions?
You know, I was hoping for a minute we could just take a caller. I have somebody who's been online for a while. So let's take a call, and then we'll come back to that.
Let's do it.
Yay.
All right.
Good morning, Sarah. You're on the air with Carrie Stiers. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, good. Sarah. You have the sweetest energy. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just want to give you a big hug. There's such a beautiful openness to your heart.
Hi. I was the person that had sent you on Instagram the picture of a white mist, and that was me. And I have felt something since 2013, and basically my question is, because I have had dreams about meeting somebody named James, and I don't know when will I meet him? Because I have had several dreams about meeting this person, and a spirit around me has led me to find an Instagram page also of James, and I have never met this person at all. So it's kind of confusing,
okay.
I know, but
I'm hearing right now, so spirit I just keep seeing the number one in my mind right now. So I believe that this is a person you're going to meet within the next year. Now, I do want to address that picture with the white mist, honey. There is, you're the second person I've talked to in a few weeks. There is a phenomena, and of course you're going to ask me, it's called, ectoplasma. There's a phenomena where people actually, when they see a spirit, okay, that there's actually like a physical outline of them, okay, and it tends to come in like a white powdery, shadow outline, okay, and you can see it either in the physical or sometimes when people take pictures that they can see it there. So, honey, I believe when I looked at that photo, and I just looked at it, I glanced at it very briefly, okay, I didn't want to get too far into it. But I believe what you're seeing there is I keep hearing an angel or a guard, like one of your spirit guides or an angel who is very close to you is who you are seeing in that picture. And you yourself, sweetheart, are extremely intuitive, okay? And you were born with this. We're all born with a gift, but you were born. You've been seeing things and experiencing things, I know, from a very, very young age. So I'm also hearing from spirit that this is a good opportunity for you to, there's some push now for you to start developing, for you to start developing your intuitive gifts, okay, sweetheart? I want you to stop second-guessing it because there's an aspect of your personality that wants to second-guess your gift. but I want to confirm for you that this is something you were born with and something that I want you to try to pursue. I don't think, want you to even think of it as a hobby. I want you to try to actually pursue it and develop it more, okay? You can easily give readings once you've got this developed a little bit more. But about James, I know what you're talking about. I know you've not met your soulmate yet, and I do see that name. I feel like this is like a prophetic, like this is like you've been, you know, this is your clairvoyance, okay? So your sight, okay, and your clairaudience has been giving you these tips about when you're going to meet this twin flame, okay? So I keep hearing within the next year. I hope that helps you.
Okay. Yeah, and also I wanted to tell you, I can't really, I don't know how to describe this, but ever since I was 7 years old, I have heard things, seen things, and starting in 2013, I started to feel something and smell something. And and basically when I was 7 years old, I was diagnosed with a mental illness, and I don't think I have it. I know you can't really go into that, but.
No, you don't have a mental illness, honey. You're a psychic medium.
right. And I understand that. But basically I'm on medication for a mental illness, and I hope to prove someday that I'm not mentally ill. And because basically I've been seeing a psychiatrist since I was young, and it's been really hard, and you know, I just don't know how to describe how much pain I've been through because of this supposed illness because I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and I know I know what I hear and I know what I see. So
I'm going to gently stop you right now, only because we've got to get on to some other callers. But I want to say this to you, okay, very lovingly and very clearly, okay. You're not crazy. For hundreds of years, they've institutionalized and hurt people who have the gift of sight, okay? So you're not crazy. You're just misunderstood by people who don't remember, okay, what this world is all about. And that's okay. I want you to know within your heart, spirit, you know, is talking. They're using me as a vessel right now to communicate with you, to tell you that you're not crazy, sweetheart, okay? You're not crazy. You just have a very special gift. And they want you to develop it so that you understand yourself better, so that you're not put in a situation where you're vulnerable to other people not understanding you, where you can clearly explain to them who you are, what you do. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're not crazy. I send you a big hug. You're a beautiful soul.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Sarah. Okay, I have another caller.
Take care.
I have another caller for you. Carrie Stiers, I have another caller for you. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I have Mary on
the
line.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Hello. Mary. Oh, my gosh. You have the brightest personality. It sparkles.
Yes, she does.
Wow. Thank you. I'm so glad I called.
How can we help you? What kind of questions do you have, sweetheart?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I feel like so excited to be talking to you. I've been hearing such wonderful things. And I have a book coming out on Tuesday, and I would love to just chat about that.
Oh, I love
it. I'm laughing. You understand that I'm laughing because you tell me you have a book coming out the day after one of the most
eclipse.
Important solar eclipses that we're ever going to country with so much positivity. So, girl, I want you to really on Monday when this energy, I want you to really think about Monday as a day that you are really going to lift this book up, okay, and the publication and the release of this book. I want you to lift it, okay? I want you to visualize it like it's soaring, okay? I want you to visualize it in the hands of many, and I want you, whatever you you're going to use this book as a platform. I see you speaking in front. I see you doing so much public speaking. I also see a second book, sweetheart. So I actually think that's already in your mind. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. You're making me cry.
Okay.
Me
okay.
too,
so
Mary.
I'm like,
me
I'm,
too.
I'm like, this is like, I'm like, she's talking about this one. I was like, but this is the beginning. I'm seeing more and more, okay? But I'm seeing you doing a lot of public speaking. And, honey, I'm seeing you do a lot of coaching and helping other. I'm seeing more women than men, but that's okay. I'm seeing you do a lot of coaching, okay? A lot of you know, you're a powerful, powerful light worker. So, but I already know the second book is on your mind. I want you to use Monday as kind of like your day of really visualizing what you want from this. Okay. And the sky is the limit. Okay. Because whatever you put forward around a new moon, especially the new moon eclipse, it's like writing a wish list to the universe, okay? And the universe takes it, and they're like, we got it. We're going to roll with it, okay? It has so much more power, okay? You have so much more manifesting power. But I think Monday for you might be an internal day, okay? You might feel a little tired on Monday. It might be an internal day for you to really set the stage about what you want for this, okay? I feel great about it. I feel great.
And what can you tell me just about my ability to write, because I think that for a lot of years I was held back thinking that I wasn't a writer. Is there anything spirit can tell you about that I really am
a
writer?
Yes, you definitely are a writer here, honey. One thing I can tell you for sure is that you're very mental, okay? Very, very mental. Like, I see you trying to squeeze these books out of your brain. Like, your brain is constricting, okay? And I'm hearing from spirit that they want you to reframe it, because the process of writing is really less mental and more spiritual. It's more of like you opening up your mind and kind of putting your brain kind of on hiatus a little bit and allowing your soul, kind of opening up your crown chakra and allowing yourself to be a vessel for information from your higher self to be downloaded, and information from your guides and from, you know, the ethereal realm to be downloaded through you and onto the page, okay? So less mental, more heart, more open. I'm like literally seeing like a visual of you kind of putting your brain over to the side and opening up this channel in your kind of up in your head and in your mind down through your body. And I'm seeing this information up here above you just kind of downloading down into yourself. So that's their one big piece of advice. You absolutely are a writer. You just have to remember, really, this is a lesson for all of us, is that we are the channel, right? Anything that we write, anything that we say, anything we do, we're the channel for a higher force. So when you allow take the pressure off yourself, you know, take your ego out of the picture, take the pressure off yourself, and understand that you're a channel. Does that make sense? Does that help you?
Every word you said, and I use that word a lot, that I tell people I feel like I'm getting things downloaded to me all the time. So I do sound like I feel like I sound like a weirdo saying that. So it's fun
no.
to me that you just validated that's really what's happening.
No,
oh
and
God,
meditation is critical for you. So you, because you're such a like a brainiac, okay, and because your brain, like, it needs something to be doing. So meditation, yoga, exercise, all of those things are critical for you, sweetheart, to kind of help get your mind or give your mind something to do while your higher self, so that your higher self can come on in, okay? So just remember that.
Oh, I will absolutely remember that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So much love to you. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I am too.
That was fantastic. Okay, so I have one more question that someone posted on Facebook, and this is, it's kind of a two-part question, but it's pretty intense. So this is Michelle,
okay.
And Michelle has, so this is kind of a two-part question here. Both of her in-laws have passed away, and her husband is always wondering if they're watching over them and their new baby. The same person also posted that her husband's family has a long history of ALS. His father passed away. That's one of the in-laws that she wants to know if they're with them from it. Three of his father's siblings got it, and her husband's grandfather. They live in fear constantly who will be the next family member to get it, and will this disease continue to attack his family? I would love to hear any insight she has on this incredibly emotional subject.
Oh, my goodness gracious. My heart just goes out to her. Michelle, I know because I'm talking to her and, like, as a nebulous person here. Michelle, first off, I like really want to give you a hug as well, because I feel like I want you to believe in yourself first off, even before I address this other issue. I feel some real self-esteem issues and doubts within you, and I really kind of want to strengthen you up and imbue you with a lot of self-esteem and a lot of what am I trying to say? Self-esteem, self-worth, okay? Because you are a beautiful soul. Now, you know, ALS is, you know, when we talk about these diseases or illnesses that hit families and that kind of come down through the DNA line, first off, you know, these are soul contracts, and this is all decided on long before we get into these bodies. So I want to put a precursor out there, a reminder, that as families and friends and everything, before we even come into these bodies, we're writing our contracts for these lives. And we give ourselves a little bit of free will, okay? But, like, I would say, like, 5 to 10% free will, but the rest of it is pretty much, you know, written in – I don't want to say written in stone, because people can always change it, but most people don't, because when we write our soul, when we write our blueprints, we're doing so with the help of our loved ones and spirits and our spirit guides. So I believe that this is a collective decision that's been made amongst all these family generations, okay? Because I believe that it has really brought people together, and I think it's also it's a means of this family growing. I will say that with the in-laws passing, that I feel like the father, so I feel like so your father-in-law is very, very close. I feel your, and I don't know if he had the stronger personality of the two of them between mom and dad, but I feel the father is very, very close. Like, he's the one who's kind of telling everyone what to do and kind of molding everyone. And I think that you have to feel his breath. He's shown me feathers everywhere. So he's trying to get through. I am not concerned about the ALS spreading in this family. I wouldn't worry about this. Whatever you put your mind on is what you're going to attract. But appreciate the time that you have in your body right now, that are the good years. So I believe this is a wonderful lesson for each of you to live in the moment and to understand that the one thing that's certain in this world is that we're all going to transition out somehow. We're all going to go in some way, okay? And so I feel like as long as we're making regular doctor visits and kind of staying on top of this, I feel like we're okay. But I feel like the bigger lesson here for everyone in the family is to just live in the moment and kind of like carpe diem, seize the day, live it up while you got it. Certainly don't spend your time worrying about it. I am going to make an aside here and say that I was shown that there is a dietary issue going on here. So there is something about diet and food, okay, and also environmental stressors that are affecting the passage of the ALS down the family line. So I would also highly encourage you, Michelle, for all of you to go to a functional medical doctor, not even a traditional medical doctor. You can go to a traditional medical doctor, but also a functional medical doctor to get some true allergy tests run, because I feel like there is a major dietary component going on here with this issue passing down. But I don't, incidentally, the child that's involved here, I don't feel like this is going to be passed to this specific child. That's what I just got. That's what I got, folks.
Oh, Carrie, you are the best.
Awesome.
Thank you. I hope
that helps her. I really hope that helps her.
Well, I will certainly pass on her response, because she's in one of my Facebook groups, a group of girls that I just adore. And so I put it out there, and I will definitely, she will respond when she listens, if she's listening now. So, okay. Yay, moving on.
I have a question here from someone on Instagram who sent me a quick message right before the show, and she was asking me, her name is Margarita, and she was asking me, will my relationship with my boyfriend get any better? Should I stay or move on? Margarita, I want to say to you really quickly, you should never settle in a relationship, and I feel like there is some element of you or aspect of you settling in this relationship. I want to say that I've kissed a zillion frogs in my lifetime, so I know what that's all about. But you don't have to settle. You're a beautiful soul, and you deserve to get all your needs met. So I think this is a really important time for you to look at this relationship and say, you know, am I getting my needs met? Is there potential here? And I feel like that's really important for her to take a look at, because I feel like your needs are not being met. And therefore, I feel like there could be potentially a better match for you. So that's what I will say about that. Love you. Hugs and love to Margarita.
Wow.
Aww. That's awesome.
All right. So, Care, it's Carrie. I definitely want to get back into the whole Mercury retrograde and eclipse thing. But one of the questions that I have as far as Monday goes and setting our intentions, what are like, what are the rituals and what are, you know, what can we do to really make the most out of this beautiful new energy that we're about to have? And maybe what do we do, like, and just like, is there anything to do to release, you know what I mean? Like, cause I know on full moons we release and on new moons we ask. But is there any, like, because you said, like, we're still letting go of stuff up until Monday. Like, is there anything that we should do before, you know, Monday?
Yeah, you know, I feel like right now, the way that my guides were showing me, it's like there's this door that is opening up. And, you know, and there's an opportunity here to really make some significant changes in our life. And the question is, you know, I see the door, I see the portal. Am I strong enough? Do I have enough courage to walk through it? And I feel like right now what a lot of people are doing is that they've walked up to the door. They're kind of checking out the door frame. They're looking at everything. They're like, can I? But I'm really going to encourage people to make the shift. You know, the less resistance we have, the easier this change is going to be. And eclipses always put us on the right path quickly. So I feel like these changes that we feel like are coming, they're the right changes. And most people in their gut know it, you know. It's like, oh, I can feel the change coming. Oh, the past is so familiar. It's so familiar. The future feels so scary. But they still feel it coming, you know. It's like it's coming down the track. So I just really, one of my other metaphors is I really just want to encourage everyone, you know, let go of the shore. It's okay, you know, it's like in the swimming pool, you know, let go of the edge of the swimming pool, push back, okay, and swim, you know. The universe is going to support you. It's time to let go. You know, we've white knuckled. There's a lot of things that we try to control in our lives and we try to white knuckle. It's just, it's time to let go of the shore and swim toward our dreams, swim towards what we want. It's time. And as far as rituals are concerned on Monday, for me, something that I really love doing is just creating some kind of writing on a piece of paper, okay? What am I ready to let go of? What am I ready to invite into my life, you know? And what I'm ready to let go of, I normally write it down on a piece of paper and I burn it or I do something with it that's symbolic, put it, you know, throw it in the ocean or whatever. There's a symbolic of like letting go of it and then writing down, okay, what am I ready to embrace? What am I ready to welcome into my life? And I encourage everyone to be as specific as you can, okay? I want a man with gold hair and blue eyes or, you know, be as specific as you want. Whatever you want, and fold that and say a prayer over it, okay? Or meditate on it, or just keep it with you all day and just kind of put it in your heart or, you know, just put it close to your heart and say, you know, ask God to help you, ask the angels to help you. You can pull oracle cards, you can meditate. It should be a day for me, Monday for me will be a day of, you know, really doing some deep reflection and contemplation. And really asking for it all, asking for everything I want, just writing it all down, you know?
Is there
no
a
hold
specific
guard.
Time? Is there a specific time to do that?
Well, you know, when we say that the new moon, when we say that it's exact at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's when you're going to, that's like when the energy is really, really crescendo. Now, Monday, it's going to be a funny thing because a lot of us are going to want to be outside actually experiencing it, right? It's in North America, it's a physical phenomenon. So we're going to, you feel the energies the most at the, you know, at that crescendo point. Okay. So around that 2:30 Eastern Standard Time mark is when we're going to feel the energies the most intense. Now, for some people, you're going to feel supercharged, and the other people are going to feel the exact opposite. They're going to feel totally tired, exhausted, and wiped out. And it tends to be one of two extremes, or at least that's what I've witnessed. But I think for most Americans, we're going to be outside because we're going to be checking this out. We're going to be like, whoa. And even in states that don't have direct visibility, that don't have the full solar eclipse, they're still, like, the visibility is still, like, 3/4. So it's still, like, almost, in most other states, it's almost completely eclipsed. So very,
wow.
Very, very powerful. So at some point on Monday, okay, and I'm saying middle of the day, probably closer to the middle of the day, you just want to have a new moon ceremony. It's also a good opportunity on Monday if you have crystals or if you have things that need some extra energy to put those crystals outside or maybe to leave your note outside, you know, the journaling that you've done, to leave that outside overnight, you know, with a crystal on it or something that's significant to you. These are just ritualistic things, to go for a walk, to go for a dip in the ocean, to whatever feels cleansing and feels good to you, do it on Monday. Just set the tone.
I'm going to hike up on my mountain. I already have the vision of where I'm going to be, so that's pretty exciting.
That is cool. When you're up there, just call it in like the Lion King, you know? Like hold the Lion King baby Simba up there, you know?
Right. Hold your note up there, Kath.
Hold it up there like Simba.
I'm very much going to manifest. I've been taking notes through the whole show going, oh, my God, deep reflection, ask for it all, new beginning. I'm like, visualize it.
Yeah,
I love the book. Totally going
to
use that for my podcast.
I do want to put one caveat here, which is what we haven't talked about, which is that Mercury is retrograde right now. It just turned retrograde this last weekend. So as far as direct, like, action, it doesn't mean that we can't take action next week. It means that, like, if we're going to be signing contracts or doing something where we actually – that require communication and sealing the deal, we may want to hold off on that for a few weeks until about September 5th or so when Mercury goes direct. So, again, with the Mercury retrograde, sometimes everything does feel, like, slow and heavy, but this eclipse is going to trump that, quite, like, literally trump it. So but we might want to hold off. I would really advise people to hold off. I just said it and I smiled. I didn't mean, we might want to hold off until the first week of September, after the first week of September, which is when it's really going to be like, woo, all systems a go. So I'm just throwing that out there
that
as a caveat.
No, I love that advice. And Mercury retrograde is something that I really just only recently discovered. You know, I've always heard of it, but knowing the effect that it actually has on you and the communications and the repeating patterns and the repeating business transaction, and everything seems to – and we're in that right now, correct?
Yes, we are. So it just went retrograde this last weekend on the 12th. And it'll stay retrograde, and it's going retrograde in Virgo, which means the devil's in the details, okay? Virgo is a very nitpicky kind of detail-oriented sign. So read the fine print. This is all about details, everyone. Read the fine print, okay, of everything before you sign it, before you do it, before you send that email out, before you send that text message out. I'm just letting fair warning, not that we fair warn bad things. But a Mercury retrograde in Virgo means that the details is where we need to really focus. So, and it retrogrades for a few days in Leo at the very back end. It does go direct. So Mercury goes direct on the 5th or the 6th of September, depending on where you're at. So, my advice here is just, you know, in retrograde, you just have to be flexible. Really, you just kind of, like we were doing earlier on in the show, like we've laughed a few times when we said the wrong things or we couldn't find the right words. You just kind of have to laugh about it and be like, okay, this is like one of those zany times of the year. Okay, whatever. And you just have to be flexible and a little less rigid than before, because really this is a time when this is a time of reviewing, rewinding, retreating, anything with a re in front of it. It's a time to just, you know, most of the time in the year we're at this pace where we're go, go, go. And Mercury retrogrades happen 3 times a year as a means of the universe saying to us, yo, take a chill pill. Like, chill for a few weeks. We want you to integrate. You know, it's really a point of integrating information that we've learned. And it's a time for us to assimilate, us to integrate, because the universe knows that unless humans are forced to integrate or forced to slow down, we normally you know, won't want to. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that thought about it. Like, you know, it's kind of like, because we might not stop and are, you know, like we might not stop and take a break. Like the universe provides that for us. It's like, yeah, hold on. Just, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that.
Like, and I will warn people, the next, I want to say one thing here really quick is that the next Mercury retrograde is happening in December, December 3rd to the 22nd. So I'm just going to give, this is a very early message to everyone. Do your Christmas shopping early this year, folks, okay? So you're going to want to get your Christmas shopping in before December this year. This is just an early message to everyone.
Oh, right, because things might get lost in the mail or not arrive on
not
time
because
I know Mercury.
Yes. Not be able to find it at the store, the stock will be low. Yeah, so I'm just telling you right now, we're at the end of August, start shopping.
Okay, do your Christmas shopping now. Well, so, Kara, when it comes to, like, specifics of each sign, like, you know, what is this time bring for each of us? If you could go into that just really quickly about, you know, each of the signs, like, what are we going to be looking at and dealing with?
Absolutely. And these are general, like these are generalities. Again, if you have the eclipse, if you ever had your natal chart done, you can actually have it done for free. The website that I use often is astro.com. It's A-S-T-R-O.com. It's a free service. You can go in, put all your birthday. You'll need to know where you were born and the exact time of day that you were born in. And it'll actually come up with your free, with a chart for you and show you where all your natal, your all the planets were, where all the planets and stars were at the time that you were born. So again, if you've got any of your prominent planets in Leo, it'll directly affect you a little bit more. But looking at each sign, it will affect every sign in some general way. So I'm just going to go through all the astrological signs right now, and I'm going to start with Aries because in astrology, Aries is actually the new year. It's actually not Capricorn. I know in our world that we live in, we're like, oh, January 1st is the new year. But just like the Chinese, their new year is different. In the astrology world, actually the new year is at the start of Aries, which is March 21st. So Aries, this new moon eclipse is happening in your fifth house of romance, creativity, and children. So this is going to be a very fun, flirty energy. So this is hitting all about romantic relationships, but also some kind of creative project that's happening within you. Okay. This is very, very, very good mojo for you around this. Taurus, this is happening in your fourth house of home and family. So this is all about your domestic life. I know I have a lot of Taurus clients who are moving right now and making major moves right now, or they're having an addition to their family, or something's coming up with a family member. So this is the time for pregnancies as well. So moves, pregnancies, anything having to do with your home or family or a major redecorating. Gemini, my race here, this is happening in your third house of communications, which is fantastic for Geminis because Geminis are the natural communicators of the zodiac sign to begin with. So when we talk about communications, we're talking about writing, speaking, like an internet project, anything, teaching, anything, any area in which you're communicating is going to be highly starred. And if this doesn't have to do with a professional area, this could also just be communicating with friends and family, okay? You're going to be very good at it, and you're going to be sought after. Cancers, this is happening in your second house of earned income. So this is all about new financial opportunities for Cancers, which is fantastic, fantastic news for our Cancer friends. So this is all about more money, new job opportunities. Leos, hello. I'm thinking of the Lion King. You know, this Leos are favored right now. For the next 2 years, the eclipses are happening in the sign of Leo, and so they're the signs that are experiencing the most change and transformation in the next couple of years. But this new moon solar eclipse is happening in your sign. This is a game changer, okay? Something huge, and when I say huge, it's on the horizon for you, okay? So this is transformation in every way. I will tell you as a personal aside, when in 2011, when there was a new moon solar eclipse in Gemini, which is my sun sign, I changed my career. I met the love of my life, and I moved permanently to the place where I'm at right now. okay? And it happened within 6 months of that solar eclipse in my sign. So word to the wise, Leos, it's all changing, and it's all changing for the good, total transformation. So next sign is Virgo. Virgo, this is happening in your 12th house, which is your most hidden private aspect of yourself, okay? So this is a very, this new moon is going to be a very emotional, psychological new moon. You're going to experience a lot of breakthroughs around your spirituality, around your emotions, any kind of psychological issues that you've been working out, okay? You're going to experience tremendous breakthrough and growth in this area of your life. So that it'll be very, very healing for our Virgo friends. For our Libras, this is happening in your 11th house, about friends, social networks. So it's get ready to make some new social connections and maybe a new personal dream as well for our Libra friends, which is excellent because they've got Jupiter in their sign until October. So that's, they've got lots of good mojo on their side as well. Scorpio, this is happening in your 10th house of professional opportunities and career. I'm telling you, Scorpios have been through a dry spell around their career front. So this is excellent. They've had Saturn in their sign before, and they've really, a lot of my Scorpio clients have really been kind of experiencing some tumultuous times around their career, questioning what they should do. But this is excellent news for them. This is an opportunity, a big career opportunity for them. Sagittarius, this is happening in your 9th house. So this is all about maybe you're going to go back to school. This is all about higher learning. This also house also rules foreign travel. So foreign travel of any sort would be, or interaction with foreign companies would also be high, very nicely aspected. This is also rules publishing and broadcasting. So I'm not sure if we have any Sagittarian friends who are have anything to do with their business that has something to do with publishing a book or a broadcasting opportunity. This is also heavily favored here, really nicely favored. Capricorns, my friendly, like steady Eddies. This eclipse is happening in your 8th house, which is all about shared resources. In other words, other people's money. So this is about loans with maybe family members or financial institutions, but it's the sharing of money with yourself and others. Very kindly aspected. So our Capricorn friends have some money coming to them by way of some nice financial agreements with others. Aquarius, this is happening in your 7th house of partnerships. Now, these are both business and professional, okay? Business and personal. So very, I could see new relationships, romantic relationships here, but also new business relationships. And maybe the relationships that are already in place for our Aquarian friends, those relationships really improve. I know they've struggled a little bit business-wise as well. So taking some of the stress off of those relationships and really giving some good mojo to partnerships in general for our Aquarius friends. And last but not least, our Pisces friends. This is happening in your 6th house of daily routines and also work and health. So this is a good bump around health for our Piscean friends and also some good support for you around work, because I know our Pisces friends have also experienced some change around the workplace. So this is good. This is very good stabilizing energy around the workplace for our Piscean friends. That's a wrap, folks.
Wow.
Yes. Here we go. We got it. That was our rundown.
Carrie Stiers, I am getting impressed with you. You just blow my mind because literally, you know, when you finally got to Sagittarius and I was like, come on.
Sorry.
Get Sagittarius. No, I love this. And in my mind, I had been thinking, I wanted to ask you a question because I've started this podcast. Shout out to my new podcast coming out, Making Each Day Matter. And I have the episodes up, but actual podcast will not validate and show. And it's been a, excuse my language, shit show trying to get it up. And I've been feeling like so frustrated, but there's nothing I can do. You can't get anybody on iTunes. So I was thinking, you know, I want to ask Carrie about the podcast. And I'm really going to, the podcast is so exciting for me, but you said publishing and broadcasting was going to be my thing. So I wanted to just kind of say, is there anything that I need to do to push this out there?
Well, I'm a pushy person sometimes, and I'm kind of like, I would want to get iTunes. I would want to get iTunes involved. So I feel like, have you created a case for iTunes? This is kind of getting technical here. I feel like push it with them, like push a little bit more on them. call Apple. I would be pushing a little bit more on there, but also understand that because we're in this Mercury retrograde, you're trying to get it figured out.
Yep.
So you may not get it worked out until early September. But this tells me that you will get it sorted out and that there's a lot of positivity and success around this. So you stick to your guns, okay? Just stick to your guns and stay positive, but be persistent about getting the issue fixed because this is, you know, this is going to be good for you. Very, very, very good for you.
Awesome. Thank you. So I have one more quick question from a Facebook person, Nicole.
Yep.
And Nicole, we've read Nicole before, but she said, I have recently started having dragonflies in my yard by the hundreds. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I feel strongly that it's my baby because I have always associated dragonflies with him visiting. He even has one on his headstone. Also, my mom keeps seeing owls everywhere, and I'm dying to know if that means something.
Okay. So Nicole is her name, right? Dragonflies. Okay. In Native American terms, dragonflies are also, I believe this is a spirit message, but I also want to put out there to Nicole, dragonflies are all about transmutation in Native American energy. If you go look at the medicine deck, which is one of my favorite decks, it's one of the first decks I was ever mentored on. If you look at any kind of Native American energy, is it for an animal totem? Okay, dragonfly is all about transformation, but transmutation. So that also tells me that, Nicole, you're like shedding your skin right now, and you're going through a major change right now. And I feel like this is like more internal than it is situational. I feel like you're literally, it's like the butterfly, you know, coming out of the cocoon, you know, that you are really transforming into something very beautiful. You're starting to believe in yourself, starting to love yourself, and really starting to let go of old patterns that have held you back. So I really want to put that in your mind. And tell me something. She said that she felt like this might be a message from her child who had crossed, who was in spirit too. Is that what she said as well? Okay.
It's my baby.
And I think
I have
anything, Nicole, anything with wings around you is significant. So dragonflies, butterflies, and birds, okay, are significant. The dragonflies, he's playing right now. I'm seeing him being very playful with you right now because the dragonflies really hold your attention. You know, you kind of start staring at them and looking at them.
Oh,
they really bring you back into the moment, okay? They bring you into the moment. And he says, honey, that your baby is saying that, and I'm picking up on a male energy here. Did you tell me that? Or I'm picking up on a male energy. I may be wrong about that. Sometimes I'm wrong about gender. Gender is not always like my specialty. But
It's a boy.
Okay. And I feel like he's saying to you, Mom, you need to be more in the moment. You worry too much. He's talking about you worrying and about your anxiety levels, okay? And it's kind of like your mind just floats off, okay, and starts thinking about, you know, the life and tough aspects of your life too, okay? And he's wanting to bring you back into the present moment. So there's so much around the winged animals around you that it really – you fixate on it, you know, it's like it catches your attention. So it brings you back to the moment as well, to the joy of your life. And Nicole, I want you to remember that the moment is all you have. You're going to experience a lot of suffering. You know, when we're thinking about the past, there's suffering there. But when we're thinking about the future, there's anxiety. So just like Gerald Jomblosky says in his book about the Course in Miracles, but he talks about the present moment being the only space that is truly safe for each and every one of us. So, sweetheart, those dragonflies are bringing you back. That's your son bringing you back to the moment, which the present moment is the most magical space that you have, okay? I want you to really focus on that and work it on that. But I'm giving her a big hug, Nicole. I'm giving you a big, big hug. I love you. You're experiencing a lot of change right now. I feel like you're learning so much about yourself. So lots of love. And your son is just the most happy-go-lucky child in this world, and he's with you every moment, every breath you take. He's with you.
Oh. Wow. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
Wow. All right, my love. Well, listen, we have about six or seven more minutes, and I just want to know, we're going to pull cards and do Wayne Dyer and all that stuff, but I just want to know, is there anything burning that you haven't shared with us about this new moon and the solar eclipse? And it's a solar eclipse, right? Yeah. And like, is there anything that we haven't said that we absolutely need to say?
just one last piece of advice to everyone. Folks, there's a lot of news in the headlines right now, okay? So don't be distracted. This Monday is your time, and your power is, it's internal. Your power lies within yourself, okay? Don't give your power away, especially this coming Monday. This is an internal process. So don't get distracted. This is your opportunity to manifest for yourself. A lot of us, I know there's a lot of things externally, whether that be the news or whether it be other people in our lives that can bring us down. Just remember, keep up some layer of protection and stay focused on what you want. Don't be distracted by others. Don't be distracted by the outside world. Manifestation is an internal process. Peace of mind is an internal process. And the peace of this world comes from each and every one of us finding peace within ourselves. So I really want to hold that as a reminder and as an attention for everyone to set to be mindful, to stay in the moment, and to really put those blinders on, stay in your own lane, and focus on your own path to healing this week, okay?
Love how. I just got chill bumps. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's do this.
And I just have to say that, so, you know, for everybody that's listening, we do this on our phones, and a friend of mine has been spending a lot of time in Hawaii, my favorite place, as everybody knows. Literally 20 seconds ago, she just sent me the most amazing, gorgeous picture of a rainbow you have ever seen. So, Kara, it was like literally right when you were talking about, like, it's our own, like, I'm going to cry. Like, it, you know, like, this is our own process, and we need to be,
yeah,
like, just, you know, it's like, this is for us, you guys. Like, just embrace, like, I just want to say that, like, embrace your life. Embrace what is so important to you, because we are all we have, you know? And I just, sorry, I don't even know where that came from, but.
It's a very emotional, no, it really is quite emotional. We live in a world that wants us to believe that, that tries to leech our energy, not because it wants to, because it's trying to. There's a lot of distractions in this world, and it's so important that we remember where our true power lies. You know, we are magnificent, powerful beings. But that's internal. That's all about us turning within and going within and connecting to our higher power and connecting to ourselves. You're right. It's very emotional. It's very powerful. Agreed. Agreed.
Wow.
I love
okay,
it.
2 minutes left. Carrie, pull your cards. Carrie.
All right.
Okay.
I'm using messages from your angels. This is Astara. You deserve the best. Oh, my God. You deserve the best. Reach for the stars with your dreams and desires, and don't compromise.
Mm.
Well, there you go. End of story.
Okay.
Drop the mic. Fuck off the stage.
Love it. Okay, do you want to go next? I'm using Doreen Virtue's Magical Unicorn Oracle cards, and the card I got was Let Go of Stress. So don't take on other people's stress. Breathe it out now. Letting go.
And I pulled from the messages from your angels, Doreen Virtue's card deck, I pulled Archangel Michael, which is fantastic because I've just the protection of Archangel Michael during this time. And it says, I am with you, giving you the courage to make life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. How validating is that for us? Start our manifesting on Monday with this message that, you know, some of these things that we have to manifest do require a lot of courage, because change requires courage. And so I really feel like going for it is the message of the day. Like, I just go for it. I love that you said that. Just go for the, you know, all in. All in.
All of it.
All of it.
I love it.
Okay. So
I love it.
I think what we have left is a Wayne Dyer Wednesday.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay. So will you, Kath, did you see that one I sent you? Will you read it? Because I'm afraid that I'm going
to
disconnect.
Okay, we got 50. Okay. To touch someone's life is more valuable than any amount of money. Wayne Dyer. And Carrie Stiers, you have touched a lot of lives this morning with us. I thank you for coming back on the show. I hope to have you back in about 6 more weeks so we can keep you regular, because I just think you're just the greatest, sweetest energy out there. So, mwah, thank you so much. Thank you,
thank
everybody.
You. It's
for
an honor.
Share this episode. Share it over the
love
weekend.
Love you, love you.
Let everybody know.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Mwah.
Aloha.
Mwah.